This meeting of the committee being pulled together, and Pius is out to Yellowstone, so I'm his substitute this evening. I would ask that the clerk call the roll.
Alex. Ammons. Anderson.
Here.
Benzel.
Here.
Bergson.
Here.
Betts.
Here.
Carter.
Here.
Coert.
Here.
Esri.
Here.
Holderfield.
Here.
James.
Here.
Jay.
Here.
Jones. Kurtz.
Here.
Langenheim.
Here.
McGinty.
Here.
Michaels.
Here.
Mosier.
Here.
Nudo.
Here.
O'Connor.
Here.
Petrie.
Here.
Quisenberry.
Here.
Richards.
Present.
Rosales.
Here.
Sapp.
Here.
Schrader. Weibel.
There is a quorum present. I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the Committee of the Whole for May 3rd, 2011. Moved by Mr. Rosales. Second by Mr. Quisenberry. A discussion, additions, or corrections. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the same. Motion carries. Chair would entertain a motion to approve the agenda and any addenda. Moved by Ms. Colbert. Seconded by Mr. Carter. Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the same. Motion carries. Public participation. Seeing none. Any communications from members of the board? Seeing none. Mr. Richards.
Okay. First item on our agenda is the monthly reports. I would like to take these separately because we have emergency management here to give their monthly report, and hopefully people have questions for them about the running of the agency. Can I get a motion to place on file animal control? Moved by Langenheim, seconded by Kurtz. It was a pretty average month for animal control. The county registered 400 cats, 1,135 dogs, brought in 21,876 from registrations. We received payments from municipalities of $30,328.52, with, as usual, the lion's share of that coming from Champaign at $26,582. And we paid municipalities $1,559. We impounded 89 dogs and 41 cats. 39 dogs were returned to their owners. 2 cats were returned. We euthanized 39 dogs and 29 cats. And we... The low-cost spay-neuter program spayed or neutered 2 cats and 14 dogs. Is there any discussion on the report? All those in favor placing the report on file? All those opposed? The report's placed on file. For Emergency Management Agency, if guys, if we could have you come up and walk through the report. And, they are prepared to answer any questions about the agency, and I told them to be sure to fill in. For anybody who doesn't know their funding sources, and make sure, even beyond what they've done the last month, they tell us what they've been up to. So,
Actually, I hadn't planned on going through the report. You all have a copy of it. I didn't know we were going to do that, so I didn't bring mine. If you've read it, I'd be happy to answer any questions you have over the report.
Ms. Petrie.
We don't have. I looked online, but we don't have copy with it.
Okay. Well, before questions, I'll briefly go over the report. And like I said, Bill's here. If anybody has any broader questions about the agency as well, for the May report, Bill has a new deputy director who started mid-month, and EMA has started working on adding GIS resources for the Emergency Operating Center and assisting with occupations and planning efforts. And is that the deputy director doing that?
Yes, it is.
EMA participated in exercises, so training exercises for emergency management events at the U of I on evacuation or shelter in place for an active shooter. I assume that was for the U of I campus. And worked with campus violence prevention group on identifying threatening behavior. And of course, this is tornado season, so severe weather activated the emergency operations center on the 25th of May for the two rounds of severe storms. Although Champaign County, there were only reports of minor damage to resident homes. Bill, do you know where any of those reports were?
Some of them were in the Seymour area and a couple in the Muhammad area earlier in the morning. Actually, the worst weather that came through later in the afternoon, we had no reports of damage other than a couple trees down.
Okay, and EMA has been requested to do several more weather presentations with media coverage of severe weather affecting the Midwest area. Who are some of the groups that are asking you guys to do presentations?
We've done some for a lot of the nursing homes in town, which is kind of surprising that, you know, they would want it. But we've also done media presentations with Channel 15 and 3, both, I guess, on what citizens should do to protect themselves. You know, we do this yearly. It's nothing really new. It's just the severe weather that's affected the Midwest has created a little more demand for it.
Okay. And then the last thing in the report is EMA has been meeting with several community partners on the development of a plan on sheltering of the functional needs, or would that be special needs population?
Actually, we're having a real difficult time with that word. Is it functional or special? And depending on who you talk to, you tend to insult somebody, so we've been working both ways with that.
Okay. So you're working on a report for those who might have extra needs in the event?
Right. We're working on a registry for people that would register so we would know where they are. One of the biggest problems you have in a disaster is trying to figure out where these people live. We know where the group homes are. We know where those type of things are. But where are the people that are on oxygen or who have a special need and no transportation? That's what we're trying to locate.
Okay. And we did have one question during the Democratic caucus about who some of those community partners you're working with on that are.
We're working with the Public Health District, the Red Cross, PACE, DSC, and a couple of the long-term care facilities.
Okay. For those of you who don't know, that's pretty standard practice when setting up these plans for anything. The Emergency Management Agency tries to work with nonprofits and governmental units, all of them in the county, for that. And while we've got you, Bill, could you just go over for everybody what some of your main funding sources are? And
so, as most of you or some of you may know, you know, we're a state-mandated department to create an emergency operation plan for Champaign County, which includes the public safety departments as well as non-public safety departments, on how we would respond to any type of disaster that would affect the residents of the county and how we'd recover from that. So that's, you know, what we're mandated to do as an agency. In doing so, we work with a variety of people to get that done. You know, it changes depending on what your planning strategies are. You know, for the special needs part of this planning, obviously we're not working with police departments or something like that. So, you know, you end up working with a group of individuals that have the expertise to work with the plan. And the other part of it is we have to exercise the emergency operation plan on an annual basis. After that exercise, we have to produce what's called an after-action report that's sent to the state of Illinois for approval. In that plan, you list your strengths and weaknesses of the exercise, what you did well, what you did wrong, how you're going to correct those deficiencies, and you have to put a timeline in there for when those will be corrected.
One second now. And to make that more clear, the main thing that the EMA does over the course of the year is coming up with plans of preventative measures for emergencies that might strike Champaign County. One of the biggest likelihoods for us is, of course, tornadoes. Do we have any flood areas that you guys
have? We posted 3 federally declared disasters because of flooding, which you wouldn't really think so, but, you know, the Fish area, the St. Joe area, the Broadlands area has all been affected by it.
So floods, and the last several years especially, they've been doing more plans, anti-terrorism plans, and plans on biological threats, terrorists, and natural as well. Al, you had a question?
With the information coming from the federal government that the RPC will not receive its cooling grant for emergency coolings in the summer, mm-hmm. does the EMA have any planning or association?
What we've done in, when demand was up is actually use the malls and libraries for cooling centers.
And that would be it.
You know, it's a logical thing. It's there. There's plenty of room. It's open public area.
And in case if everything's closed at night, you know, and we have a
real at night, isn't normally cooling centers close in the evening anyway? You know, the temperature comes down, people can go back home. You know, we worked 3 or 4 years ago with the Red Cross that gave out fans to individuals so they could go home. And
would you be looking at it without the cooling this summer? There'd probably be more.
Actually,
for that.
Really, we don't get a lot of demand for it.
Okay.
You know, I think we're a fairly close-knit community and county. You know, and maybe the elderly or whoever needs the cooling goes to their kid's house or goes somewhere. We just don't get a lot of demand for it.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Any other questions from Bill or Alda?
I don't know how relevant this may be, but the emergency, now that we finally captured Osama, the emergency plan, there was like six tiers, yellow through a whole rainbow of colors. I believe that
went away.
What is now in place instead?
There's just a standard level of terrorist alert at this point, and anything will only go up one level. They're still kind of working on that, on what that means. It's as bad as when we had all the colors. You know, you didn't know if you were green, if you were supposed to go to the basement or not, but it isn't totally defined at this point.
Okay.
You know, most of the terrorist stuff is awareness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pay attention to your surroundings, what's going on, what do you see, what doesn't fit, and call it in. Most terrorist attacks have been spoiled by the public giving information to law enforcement. You know, they don't mind receiving 911 calls that says, this car's parked here, it looks strange, it isn't supposed to be in my neighborhood. Those aren't a problem at all. They'll be happy to investigate all of this.
Thank you.
Sure. Patsy.
I have an information question just because I neglected to go to the website. If I, as somebody in the community, wanted to find out these preparedness instructions, this is all up on your website, is that
correct?
Right, thank you.
Personal preparedness instructions are on the website. Our emergency operation plan is not on the website.
Are there any other questions for Bill? Ms. Holbrook.
I do apologize because this might be a silly question, but could you tell me what this NAVTEQ is?
Yeah.
It's the name of the company
that IDOT uses to produce their GIS layering stuff.
And so is it just GIS layering, or is there other personal information of the...
It's just the roadway and IDOT, roadway and bridge information.
Okay, so this is actually a map and nothing more than a map?
I'm sorry, I couldn't
hear. It's just a map and nothing more than a map?
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions for Bill? Okay. I'll entertain a motion to receive the monthly report and place it on file. Sanderson and Rosales. Is there any more discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes. Thank you, Bill. We'll talk to you again in a second. We have Head Start, probation, and public defender. If somebody does want to run that omnibus, that's fine. Otherwise, we can take them separately. Quisenberry moves omnibus acceptance of the report. Second from James. Okay. Let me quickly go over those. Head Start, they have their federal review. It only has one minor noncompliance in it in their last two federal reviews. They're very proud. They've had no noncompliances in the delivery of services or in their management systems. They're still continuing negotiations for a new contract, which that would be paid for with federal money. And they've submitted their grant applications to the Illinois State Board of Education. The public defender, this is for February 2011, is the most recent report that we have. They've opened 140 felony and 86 misdemeanor cases, 502 overall. 238 of those are traffic. And they've closed 552 overall, 170 of those being felonies. And probation and court services, the juvenile detention center had a fairly normal range of inmates at its facility. As low as 10, but about half the month it was in the low 20s, 21, 22. Are there any questions on any of these three reports? I stapled them and I'll pass them around before we talk about NAVTEC. Are there any other questions or discussion on these reports? All in favor of the motion and placing these on file, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes. Okay. Now we have emergency management again. Request of approval of an intergovernmental agreement for sharing NAVTEC proprietary data with the Illinois Department of Transportation.
So moved.
Moved by James.
And who was that?
Mosier. Seconds that. And let me hand these to Astor to start the chain, and then we'll talk again about this intergovernmental agreement. It's actually, there's a memo on, I believe, page 10, and really that's about all there is to it. We have to pass an intergovernmental agreement to get this information for free from IDOT. It's from NAVTEC. Is a company that does the GIS information for IDOT, and basically we would either be given a license or added to their license on this. And so any other questions, I'm sure Bill would be happy to answer about the system, what they're wanting to expand, or anything else about it, if there's any other questions. Okay. So no questions on NAVTEC. Okay. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes. Good thing we had you guys talk earlier. Okay. Is there any other business?
Could Bill introduce his...
Bill, if you could please introduce your new deputy for us as other business.
John Dwyer, he's my new deputy director. He comes to us from the public health side, where he's been for 7 years on emergency planning.
Okay. Is there any other business for Justice and Social Services? Okay. Well, that was unanimous, so that the intergovernmental agreement for NAVTEC will, unless there are objections, be on the unanimous consent agenda. And that concludes Justice.
Hope you had a nice weekend. It's hot. I enjoyed it. Got my three grandchildren over the weekend. Nothing like that. Takes your mind off everything else. All right, let's get started with ELOC. We have a number of things we're going to go over this evening, and we have some discussion ready to go. Let's start with A, Recreation Entertainment License, Champaign County Fair Association, location on North Polar Avenue, Urbana, Illinois. I'd like to have a motion to approve that license. I have Diane and Chris.
Sure.
Second. Thank you. Discussion on this license. Okay, I don't see any. Oh, sorry, Chris.
I just wanted to confirm it based on some conversations that we had at the caucus. As far as I can tell, the Champaign
County Fair. As far as I can tell, the Champaign County Fair Association is a not-for-profit organization. Can anybody confirm that for me? That's how their state, corporate certificates filed, so. They don't, and that does not affect the rate they pay. You pay the same whether you're a for-profit organization, not-for-profit.
That's true.
Everybody's got to pay. All right, thank you.
Any other discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay. We're going to have a status report from RPC on planning contract. Susan, please. Thank you.
Good evening. Susan Monty here for Susan Cheveria, who's on vacation. All right, I'm going to give you an update with regard to the fiscal year 2011 work plan. You have it on pages 30 and 31 of the packet. So on the first page, 30, you will see an overview of the tasks that comprise that fiscal year 2011 work plan. Of that, approximately 1,500 hours, 800 of those hours were allocated toward implementation of the LRMP, and a breakdown of those tasks appears on page 31. In general, we're about 60% through with the work plan. Lots of the work plan for the LRMP implementation, items A through D, were rollover items from fiscal year 2010. Back to the overview snapshot on page 30. Essentially, this gives you an idea of where we are with the entirety of that fiscal year 2011 work plan. We have redistricting complete with 0 hours remaining. We have about 220 hours of the LRMP implementation tasks remaining. We have two more of the recycling events to coordinate, so some hours remain there, 30. Most of the work is behind us for this fiscal year. We have the EECBG building code grant report in progress with approximately 200 hours yet remaining. And we have certain hours devoted to administration. So other items that appear on tonight's agenda impact the remaining hours of the fiscal year 2011 work plan, as is detailed in the final paragraph on page 30. So essentially that would displace 200 hours of the remaining fiscal year 2011 work plan, as detailed here. So what is decided by the committee this evening, when we get to items C and D, will impact the remaining fiscal year 2011 work plan for LRMP implementation. Other than that, I think it's pretty self-evident. Each task is described and hours allocated, hours remaining, percentage of item complete. I'm available for questions if there are any. And I believe we're going to also talk about the fiscal year 2012 proposed plan this evening as well.
Any discussion? Any questions? Mr. James.
On page 31, number 19 down there, what's RR contact established and maintained?
That's railroads within the county.
Okay. I just didn't know for sure what that was.
Sorry about the acronym.
And then on page 30,
on the recycling events coordination, how many you've had? How many events so far?
There are four planned for the fiscal year, and we've had two, and we have two remaining.
When I look at that, and I'm nitpicking, but when I look at those hours, and if I've already planned an event and had it once, and I know I'm going to do it again in 6 months, how much more time do I really got to spend other than making up some flyers?
Right. Most of the work has been completed, if that's what you're saying.
Okay.
It
takes that much time?
Yeah, the actual physical presence at the event, that type of thing.
Oh, you're counting them hours. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sure.
I thought you were just coordination of it. I'm sorry.
Nope.
Thank you. Any other questions, concerns? Yeah, Diane?
Not a question, but a comment, and I think I've asked this before. This was, I found, and maybe this was just me, I had to go back and forth to try to figure out what some of this was. And that was a little difficult going back and forth. But the other thing were the initials. You know, if I really went back a few times and I could kind of figure out what they were, but if we could even just have a little chart that says, you know, these are what the initials stand for, that'd be awesome.
Definitely.
That'd be great, because there are some new ones in here. Thank you.
Quick comment. Any other?
Okay. Can we place this on file? Okay. Motion to place on file.
So moved.
Gonzalez, Ralph, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Proposed 2012 RPC planning contract. Mr. Levy.
Good evening. My name is Andrew Levy with RPC here for Susan Chavarria. I'm going to go through our proposed draft work plan. It starts on page 32 in your packet. The proposed amount for fiscal year 2012 is $70,550. This maintains the 10% cut that was implemented for fiscal year 11. If you would like more details on that, I can provide that to you. We have attachment A focusing on the contract overall, the proposed draft contract overall. Attachment B looks at the specifics only for the LRMP portion, since that has so much detail to it, we wanted to provide that to you. Looking on page 33 with the fiscal year 2012 total proposed contract, you'll notice the general planning services request, the fourth item down. That's different from the previous year, from fiscal year 11. It's been reinstated. It was there in fiscal year 10. Last year we did the EECBG funding. We got that grant, and it was taken out, as well as the redistricting. That funding was used for that effort. So we're essentially just reinstating this item from previous years, even though you won't see it in the past fiscal year 11 contract. Go through a couple more items with you on page 35. You'll note that we kind of go through the yearly reports updates, and then we have a number one looking at the objective 9.4. You'll see in parentheses at the end of that first section, number one in 2011. We provided that just so you could reference what number it was in fiscal year 2011. So that may not be the easiest, but we did want to try and make that connection that these items are continuations from fiscal year 11. Also on number one, I want to note that in the past, we had a request to look at the cost for RPC to do this, plus any additional costs that might be incurred by the county in the future. Item one is the only one where we are estimating that to occur. We estimate that it's going to cost RPC $250 to do it. We estimate that it'll cost the county about $250 to do that as well. So just wanted to note that throughout this fiscal year draft proposal contract, that's the only one that we are estimating additional costs incurred to the county after these tasks have been completed. On the next page, 36, priority item 5.1.8 should read 5.1.8A. And that's just, we just want to make sure there's no confusion. There's a 5.1.8B. So just wanted there, that's how it's written in the LRMP. It's just a typo. So I want to make you aware of that. And then 37 and 38, you'll see item 10, amend Champaign County Zoning Ordinance to include provisions of the GOPs, Goals, Objectives, and Policies. We already have underway the last five of those. Those are currently in the work plan. We're working on those. They're underway. The three previous, 415, 416, 419, we have run in. We feel that they are increasing in complexity compared to what we initially estimated. So we think that the funding amount that's noted there, it will fund all of this, but we want to make you aware that this is a continuation from the fiscal year 11 contract. And just so you're aware that is in there. The rest of it looks good. And then on page 42, we identified some potential priorities that you may want to look at. These are the one is prioritized items for LRMP years 1 through 3. If they aren't particularly the ones listed that we've already identified if funding for or listed here, it's up to the county board to potentially reprioritize. Tell us what you think. If you see something in in here that you would rather pursue. We're happy to come up with that funding or estimate what it would cost to do that. So that's the run through of the paper materials that we gave you. So tonight, I just wanted to do that. This is the draft contract. We're absolutely looking for input from you all on this. We will be coming back in August to formally adopt this. So we're looking for any input from you tonight. We can take that back through probably mid-July. Happy to take any input and then work that into what we will provide to you as the proposed contract for the fiscal year 2012 work plan. And at that point, I'm happy to take any comments from you.
Start with James.
Okay, I have two questions. The first is I noticed in this proposal there's an increase, a salary increase requested. Was there a salary increase requested last year?
There was a 10% reduction last year.
Just flat reduction?
Reduction to the total contract.
Okay. And so, Ms. Busey, if you could remind me, what has been our average raise for county employees for this year?
You have not yet looked at it for fiscal 2012, and this is estimated at this point in time. You certainly still have the ability to amend this based upon what you do with salary administration for your non-bargaining employees for 2012.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. You have a second question, Jim?
No, there's two.
Okay. Brenda?
Just a procedural question, that is that on the agenda we have approving the proposed planning contract, and yet we wouldn't be adopting it formally until August. Do we have any necessary action other than input tonight?
No.
Okay, just making sure. Thank you.
On page 37, item 10, postpone tasks for county planner, where it says policy 4.1.5. It seems to me that maybe my memory is faulty, that we didn't postpone it. We defeated it. And I'm wondering, and I did not vote to defeat it, but if we defeated it, what is it doing here? And that may be unfair to ask maybe John. I'm just wondering.
My understanding is here because there was a desire to come back with a revised proposal for 415 and 416 that would deal with the concerns that the committee expressed in April. Those were seen as important amendments, and that's what that was our direction.
I'm having a little bit of a problem with that. Again, I voted in the minority because I think we should do this, but I lost on this issue. And I don't recall the board saying, as a body, we would, and I said it personally, but I say it's not the board, that we are to return to this contentious issue of 1 per 40 and have you revise and recook and redo this. I think there are good reasons to do it, but I can't help but raise this issue so everyone knows what's going on.
Steve, did you have your hand up?
I had a question.
Steve, right, Steve, then Al.
I had a question about that plus the site assessment committee, and then we're going to do this Lisa thing, I guess, for John. Where do you think they're going to go with this?
Okay. This being...
what you're going to do with the PIs on this various soil types and what's prime and what's not. We don't have a definition of what a farmer is, let alone what a prime piece of farmland is when you look at a soil map like you did on that piece I had down at Sydney where all of a sudden it's not prime anymore based on an update on these soil types and a rise in the productivity index on the top end, and it really has spread out more than it was with information that you were using 30 years ago.
Okay, well, we do have a definition of farmer. We use that every day in our office. We've had a definition of best prime farmland since 1999. We now understand that the LISA system, the system by which we define what is best prime farmland, has several, I would call them errors throughout as a result of the 2002 updated soil survey. When that soil survey came out in 2002, I did not sit down and review all the productivity indices and capability ratings for all the, I don't even know how many different soils there are in the county. I just didn't do that. Planning directors generally don't do those kinds of detailed reviews. However, in the past month, I've become aware that soil survey update, instead of simply changing names, also changed productivity indices, changed capability ratings, and as a result, there are some soils that your current LISA system does not treat properly. Now, you don't have to change that, but I would recommend that you do update the LE. In the past, I haven't recommended that because I wasn't aware of these shortcomings. I'm aware of them now. I'm obligated to recommend that update. You don't have to do it. But if we do update the LE in conjunction with the SA update, you'll have a much better LISA system. It will be accurate and consistent with all contemporary soil science. It will also be consistent with modern understanding of what that SA part should really focus on. At that point, it's my hope that this board could actually consider a different definition of best prime farmland. I believe I've said here before that every day I'm presented with landowners, and I have to tell them that according to Champaign County, you have best prime farmland, and you can't do what you want to do, or at least it's going to be much more difficult. And many times, it's difficult for me to say that because, frankly, and I think I've said this before, I have never agreed with the best prime farmland definition, but that's the one the board adopted, and that's my job to enforce that. But I believe it includes soils that most farmers don't consider best prime farmland, at least not in Champaign County. Champaign County is special in that way, I understand. So, update LE as well as SA, once that's...
What's RPC's role going to be in updating this?
It will be whatever the county board pays for it to do. I think they're a great resource. They could handle the LE update right at the same time the SA update is going on. And if things go well, when you adopt the new SA, you could also adopt an improved LE, and your total LISA would be up to date. Some tasks would be postponed.
I keep getting complaints from appraisers about this whole system. I got one this week, and I know you got it too, where one has got 15 acres of trees on a piece of farmland, and the rest of it's in the north end of the county. It wouldn't tell me where it is. I got a pretty good idea, but
I know
you can't sell the woods off because the trees are on prime farmland, and that to me is a joke. And that's the same problem you've got along the Sangamon and the Salt Fork.
Yep.
Those people down there are mad as hell about not being able to do something with that stuff when it isn't even fit to farm. I think looking at the makeup of this committee that Pius is recommending, I know all these people, and I don't think Steve Ayers knows anything about LISA assessing agricultural land. I think There's a man over at the university named Dwight Robb that was in charge of all of these soil types and what they're assessed at and what we approved last week at the Farmland Assessment Committee, and we need to look at those names.
Steve, what you're discussing now, we can discuss in the next agenda item, because that's where it's going to be more appropriate.
Could I say one thing before we break away? Steve Ayers did not present himself as someone especially knowledgeable in that. I called the extension. They put me in touch with Steve Ayers based on the name of the previous the Bill McNamara, who was on that committee in 84. That's the only reason Steve's name was in front of you. And I suggested to Steve that there might be other people. He said, fine, but if they want me, I'm happy to do it. So that just explains that.
Okay.
I don't want that to...
Alan?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have a number of comments and questions, so bear with me. I hope the body will bear with me. To go along with James' question on the 3%, is that 3% added to the 70, or is it incorporated in the 70?
Incorporated in.
It's incorporated. So actually there'll be less hours because of the salary increase.
No. The portion of the fiscal year 2011 amount that you paid that is salary has a 3% adjustment increase for 2012. And that $70,000, I assume, reflects that. I believe the fiscal year 2011 amount is less. I don't have it off the top of my head, but it's less than what is proposed here.
I believe so. And I think you can see that in the non-staff expenses. That has a minor reduction. I'm not sure if that fully incorporates that whole 3%, but there is that non-staff expense.
Thank you. Okay. So to Tom Fitz's comment, I agree. This was voted down, and I think although we have a new year and everybody's perfectly willing to start over again and put it back on, what my biggest comment on this is, and I've said this from day one, is I don't understand why we're handed a planning budget on something and issues that we may not feel are a priority. In other words, as a part of this process, you've outlined where the dollars should go. But before we spend the first dollar on planning, I think this body should prioritize internally through a special session these items and maybe throw out some items and go to pages 42 and 43 and add back. I'm not questioning whether we should reduce the budget further from $70,000, but why should we spend penny one on an item that maybe this body does not want to do? And I've said that all along. I don't like the planning department telling this body what the priorities are. I think this body should instruct the planning department what we want to put into this, and then we go through the budgetary process. So that's my first comment.
Can I respond to that? So we're taking everything from the LRMP year 1 through 3 priorities. So this is a document that was approved by the county board. This is our information as to what we are then proposing as a potential work plan. Now that can be changed, and we've outlined some of the other priorities that in that 1 through 3 year time frame that might be brought forward, and of course that's at the discretion. But we are taking your input from the LRP, which is an approved document, and then bringing it back as potential items to pursue in the next fiscal year.
And if I could just add to that, I did meet with Susan Cheveria to provide some, assistance to her in how to present this document to you, and I believe it's all consistent with what you have approved, which is that you need a starting point, and what the planning staff is providing you, a starting point based on priorities that you have already established. This is here for your information and for you to amend and adjust in any way you see fit between now and September.
We're consistent. What I'm saying is we need a way to converse with the planning department, either through a special session, which we have scheduled, to tell our body, tells this planning department what we want to do. As an example, quite frankly, the first thrust at LMRP was not successful. We instructed the planning department and Mr. Hall to simplify it and to make it in smaller pieces, and then I see on page 38 where the zoning director believes that these 8 items can be lumped into one coordinated change rather than multiple approval processes. Well, we just went through this function, and it failed, and that's why Tom brought it up. And so my point is, why are we repeating failure? Why can't this body, during this process, have a mechanism to instruct rather than take this as a point of reference? And I think it behooves us to take control of this. It's our plan. We've approved the entire plan, but it may not be the priorities that the planning department has outlined here today. No reflection on them. It's just a comment.
Andrew, you want to respond to what you're saying?
Okay.
Al, would you like to make a motion that we have
well,
study session based
no,
on?
No, this is just a. This is not for any kind of action item. This is just
well, not
for,
now. But do you want to have a study session to set the priorities?
Well, if I can do that today, I will. But when's our next date that we have scheduled for a special session? Study session.
You have a study session date on the calendar for June, last Tuesday in June.
Is there enough time for us to digest this, or does the two caucuses want to internalize it and go into the
budget? You also have, I mean, you are going into the budget process.
Right.
This is preliminary to the budget. This is tied to the budget process. You have until
September
to make a decision about this. Really, you could even amend the planning work if the dollars are set as late as October.
I think we would probably want to take it and digest it for a month at least, wouldn't we? And maybe look at July or August for a planning study session and then prioritize it for the planning department.
Do you have any other questions?
Yeah, one more. What does this will become a permanent item? What does that mean? I guess.
Sure. So we've identified things that we expect to be continual annual items. We have a few new ones that we expect will continue on into the future, and they will be incorporated into an annual contract, or could be incorporated into an annual contract. So we identified those as new items.
Will we ever delete any of the permanent items? If we keep going, all the hours will be allocated to permanent items.
It's very possible. So we review that on a continual basis, you know, whether it's useful, whether it's needed. And, you know, if it's not, absolutely, it can get taken out.
I've never seen it, but actually,
I'm sure it's rare.
One last question. On the coal mining issue on page 41, I was under the impression that we have no say in coal mining issues at this level. And even though the LMRP has given a priority to it, well, what reasonably can we do?
Alan?
Yes.
There's a request at the State Attorney's Office. We've requested from the Attorney General an updated evaluation, an opinion based on what the county can or cannot do with coal mining.
I'm sorry. Where are we?
I'm sorry. On page 44 and 45.
Okay, sorry.
41.
I know I did. And I said I'm sorry.
Okay.
44 and 45.
Give me a policy number so I can read both pages.
831 at the bottom. And 831 at the bottom and top.
Thank you very much. Okay. As I said, I'm still waiting for that opinion. It was last given to us 17 years ago that we had no control over minerals, but John, did you want to add to that?
Well, that's one of those things that's just there, and you can ask us to do it or not.
Exactly.
But even under current law, where a coal mine comes out of the ground, counties do have regulatory authority, and our current ordinance doesn't have anything on that. Now, we don't expect to have a mine opening here in Champaign County, but if one did, we have no rules on the books.
It's not on the priority list. It's one of those items that we could substitute. But my only point is, Pius had given a ruling before after talking to the State Attorney's Office. I understand what Mr. Kurtz said, but I understood we didn't have any jurisdiction. But that being said, it's a minor problem. Get it?
I don't think it was as broad as we don't have any jurisdiction.
Okay. All right. Chris, then Jan, and Steve, so those who haven't spoken yet.
I agree wholeheartedly with Mr. Betts and Mr. Nudo. There are some excellent things in this proposed work plan, and I think a number of them are things that the county board would probably unanimously support, and I would definitely like to see our resources, limited as they may be, focused on things that we think enjoy broad support from this board, rather than sort of banging our head on something that we have already judged more than once. And I'm not saying that I'm altogether unwilling to consider this issue again, but I think there are issues here which are more worthy of immediate action, and I would agree with Al that we should probably take the opportunity to look at these things item by item and come up with our own set of priorities to try to drive this process. Jan?
Going back to page 37, I guess I have a question. On page 37, which is the area that Tom was referring to, he said it talks about the 1 in 40. When I read it, it talks about 1 in parcels less than 40. So is that really going against what we said? And then it goes on to say 2 new lots and then talking about parcels 40 or more.
Make your life easier. I don't think you can get a majority to address this issue at this time. I absolutely agree with Chris. Alex, let's focus on stuff that we can pass. We overwhelmingly defeated it. I think I've gone through this so many times and fed up. I don't want to do it with the rest of my term as far as I'm concerned. I don't think that issue has any legs to run anywhere.
Well, then I guess I would follow up with what happens now if somebody by right wants to do something. You have an answer for them?
It's what is in the current zoning ordinance.
Which is?
Well, in fact, it's very complicated.
Yeah.
It varies because what we have in the zoning ordinance right now is a standard that was intended to be an interim standard while a permanent standard was actually prepared, and it varies between 3 and 4 depending on the size of the parcel. Everyone in our department can recite that standard backwards and forwards with our eyes closed. We answer questions on it every day, and we're getting along just fine.
And you'll work with it.
Yeah. It is much different than what your adopted policy is, but it is what the ordinance is.
Stephanie?
Y'all know that I was probably one of the biggest opponents to 4.1.5. We've got 4.1.6 and 4.1.9. Again, this language is convoluted. It is difficult to understand. It's going to cause more of a difficulty in your office, John, trying to interpret exactly what this all means. And that's prime land. We're back to that, and we're again restricting the rights of the property owners. I thought we were done with this. This comes back. I don't know why it came back, but even listening today, I still don't understand. I don't want to see it in here. I don't like the language that's in here. It's restrictive, and it violates our land use, so our rights as property owners. So whatever we can do, if we move this to I'd rather just see it deleted, and how we can get that deleted, I would love to find out. But I think what we need to do is, if we're going to do a study session, all of this, there's a lot of information in all of this to digest. I would like to see a study session maybe even in late September, but that's me. So anyway, I'm not going to stand to see this passed again or negotiated out or discussed again, because we did ad nauseam.
Patsy, then Steve.
Yes, I move that we have a study session at the end of August. That'll give us approximately 2 months to digest this information. And if somebody seconds this, then I'd like to follow up with a comment.
Second. I have a motion by Patsy to have the study session. August.
in August at the study session.
Five, we're usually
scheduled.
Off.
We have one scheduled
for 8.
One second.
And we're in budget time coming September, right?
You're doing budget review meetings in the end of August.
Okay.
So that motion.
Did it get second?
There was a motion by Patsy, and there's a second by
Ralph.
By Ralph.
Mr. Dean.
No.
James.
What's that?
James.
Oh, okay. All right.
I have a follow-up comment on this.
Well, let me have a discussion on that. We have a second. Go ahead, Patsy.
I was going to vote for us not to move this forward because I hadn't had time to digest it. This will give us much more time to digest it. But as we do, one of the documents that I requested and was on the desk when I got here this evening is Resolution 7482, which is the previous contract for 2010 to 2011. And I think this is a good document for all of us to reflect on to see how things compare and then to work that along with Volume 2 of the LRMP as we reassess or confirm the priorities that were set previously. And I think this goes along with the comments that have been made by the fellow board members.
Any other discussion on that motion? Steve?
I don't have any problem with a study session. But I know there are things like this one for 40 that we can study to death that we're going to get a protest from somebody, and it's going to take a supermajority of this board to ever implement it. And this board isn't going to do it. And I don't see any sense of studying things for this proposal that are never going to get implemented because of the supermajority it takes to put up in a zoning ordinance. It's just a waste of the planner's time and our time.
I think the motion was for more than just this one area. I think the motion was for the priority. Am I right, Patsy, for the priority? For put these
yes,
items in priority?
If I could just clarify, the motion was for a study session so the board could collectively prioritize what they would like to focus on related to this budget item and then related to folding in to the county board budget.
All right, thanks for clarification, James.
Yes, I'd like to suggest that late August is not the right time to do this because of the budget activities that would be going on. And if we really... You said August. And I would suggest that...
I'm sorry. Let Mr. Quisenberry finish his statement, please.
If we really have the time to actually do it in late September, I would suggest that's a better time to do it.
See, you suggest you're making an amendment to that? To that motion for it be in September rather than in August because of the budget process?
If it would be accepted as a friendly amendment.
Would that be accepted as a friendly amendment?
I want to hear from Ms. Pusey in relationship
okay.
to the budget. Thank you.
I'm sorry. Can we ask the motion be clarified? What, Mr. Quisenberry's?
No, the motion that's on the floor. Is it July or August?
It's August. It's on the floor, Mr. Quisenberry. A friendly amendment to make it September rather than August. Did I have a second on that?
No, you didn't.
Okay,
you
sure.
Did. That was me. Just to clarify, August is a long month for you guys. It's 5 weeks because the first is on a Monday. Your meetings are all early. The August County Board meeting is on the 18th. So you could do an August study session on August 23rd. Third, which will be the fourth Thursday. The budget hearings are the fifth week. They're the 29th, 30th, 31st, or 30th, 31st, first. So if you wanted to do a study session in August, I would recommend that it be that fourth Tuesday, which is August 23rd.
And I'd just like to clarify, the reason I'm suggesting this is I hope our mind is around the budget for those several weeks, and we can revisit this in September.
Patsy?
I'm sorry, folks.
Point of order.
Al?
This is the third time Ms. Petrie has asked to speak, and I don't know if anybody else wants to speak, but...
No hands.
Two times is the max, and so...
Excuse me. I am giving everyone a chance to speak here, and those who raise their hand first, if they haven't spoken before, get the first shot, and then if they've spoken again, then I try and give them another...
All right, I'm keeping track, and
well,
that's not true.
That's fine. You can keep all the track you want. I'm just saying that...
The chair recognizes
those on the floor who raised their hand, okay, and that's it. Thank you. Patsy, you want to finish your statement, please?
All I want to do is apologize. I meant to suggest the study session be in July.
All right, let's step back here for a second. We have a motion right now on Mr. Quisenberry for September, and that's been seconded. I'd like to have a vote on that to see if you want it in September, and then we can go back for the next motion for Patsy. All right? Well, do we have discussion on this amendment for September?
No.
Okay, thank you. All in favor of September, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
Aye.
Motion fails.
Division.
What's that?
Call for a division. Show of hands.
Show of hands, please. Those who are in favor of September, please show hands. Okay, let's see. Is that correct? Okay. Motion fails.
As for those opposed.
I'm sorry. Those opposed, please raise your hand.
Twelve to ten.
All right. Now let's go back to Patsy's motion. Patsy, are you amending the motion from August to July? Is that what you're saying? Okay, is that okay? Who was the second on that one? I'm sorry. Ralph, is that okay with you, Ralph? It's okay with Ralph. I'm sorry, I'm just trying to get these. Now we've got a lot of more. Okay, now Mr. James would like to speak on that motion.
Well, the only thing I see wrong with July is normally...
Second of weekends. Sorry. Second, it was James on that list.
I gave it to James.
Okay, thank you.
Langenheim.
Oh, you gave it to Ralph.
Yeah. Okay. But anyway, July is historically a month that we don't have very many meetings because of the holiday and also because of parades and things that we all do. So to have a study session, I think she would probably not have a quorum because I know Mr. Betts and everybody goes off-roading, and we all like to have a good time with what we do.
Michael?
I would agree with that. I think August 23rd probably is the best date that we could come up with. September seems a little late to me, but everybody should be back by then, and it is before we really get into the budget hearings as well.
Okay. Patsy, would you like to amend that amendment and go back to August?
I just withdraw mine.
You're withdrawing the entire motion. Okay. All right. And
we go back to you.
We have an original motion, don't we?
There's nothing.
What's that?
There's nothing. You withdraw then you.
Oh, okay. All right. So that's it at this point. Now, we're still in discussion on. We haven't gotten to D yet, have we? Okay. All right. Let's go to D.
Are we having a study session or not?
No. There's no motion on the floor for study session now.
I will make the motion to reconvene the motion for August 23rd. Deb Busey basically said that was a great day. We have all of our other meetings in front of it. August is a great time for the budgetary process. I'll re...
Second.
Who's second? Mr. McGinty. Okay, over there on the call. Discussion on August study session. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Hands, please. All right. For those in favor of an August study session, please raise your hand. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Those opposed, raise their hands. 3.
August 23rd will be a study session. Please make notes. Thank you. Okay, let's go to D.
If I might, excuse me, interject.
What's that?
Just final comments. In order to make the study session be as productive as possible, if we could receive any comments by email, phone calls, I'm guessing if there are priorities that you want to bring forward, we can probably come up with some estimates, and that'll probably give you a lot of good information at the time of the study session. So really, any time, please feel free to contact us with any input. We greatly appreciate that.
I would reiterate that. That'll make it much easier for us in the study session if we have RPC ready to answer questions for us. So please, take a look at this, read it over. If you have any questions, call Mr. Levy or come in and talk with them, sit down with John, whoever you need to get your questions answered so that we can have a study session that will be concise, short, and effective. Okay, let's go to D. Request to authorize an update to the land evaluation portion of the Champaign County Land Evaluation Site Assessment System. May I have a motion from the floor? Mr. Nuda, a second. Mr. Langenheim, do I have a discussion? Mr. Betts. I'm getting formal.
That's fine. Mr. Curtis.
Thank you.
We have this LISA committee right now, which hasn't met yet. And it has a function, and then we're having this new update committee, and several of the people appear to be on both committees. I'm trying to figure out why the one committee that we already have appointed could not perform this function by simply inviting a soil expert to present testimony to it so that they could draft the update as part of their mission instead of having two committees that seem to be two committees.
The committee that has been appointed is for the site assessment. It includes people with no particular expertise with soils, and importantly, it has no one from the NRCS, and the NRCS has to be involved with the update of the LE portion. That's the rules.
May I have a follow-up? Is there some reason why we cannot add a couple of those committees, people to that committee?
Yeah, I mean, you can make of these committees whatever it needs to be.
I don't like to have one committee doing this and another committee doing that, and then we have committee crossover, and we've got several people already on it. The committee on committees on committees. I would like one committee that's doing this, and if we need to appoint a couple of experts to that are required for this new committee to the other committee, it seems to make more sense.
Steve? I'd agree with Tom on that. I think you got three people from NRCS on here, right? That to me doesn't make any sense. You haven't got an appraiser on here that understands soils in this county. Steve Ayers is a fine farm advisor, but that's not his area. And I think if you added two more people to the site assessment, it would make a lot more sense because you can deal with both of those at once because one's going to hinge on the other one if you are going to change that LISA formula.
Chris, did you have a question?
Yeah, I'm having trouble here telling the players without a scorecard. Yeah. What committee did we already approve, or did we already pick members for?
The site assessment update committee.
So it was not the LISA committee. It was just the site. It was a committee to just do the site assessment portion of the LISA committee,
right?
Or of the LISA plan. And what's being proposed here is the other half of that is the LE committee.
Yes.
Okay. Last time around, when this was done before, now this typewritten thing, page 47, this is who was, it was two separate committees last time, and these are the people who are on the separate committees. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and so now we've got the SA committee already appointed. And now you're proposing to appoint the LE committee. Is that, am I understanding the situation correctly?
That's what we're recommending, yes.
Okay, thank you.
You want to? I know you have something on your mind there. You want
I have something.
Go ahead.
But I've already spoken twice.
Okay, thank you. You give me a copy of that afterwards. Yeah.
All right. Lloyd, first time. Lloyd, this is your first time talking, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm in favor of voting those two more members on that committee.
All right, you're making
a motion.
To add, you're making a motion to add to what? When, no, we're not. What? That's true. Yeah. That's true. Yeah, we're not voting on a committee, Lloyd. We're voting on to make the update. We're not voting on the committee right now. It's just to authorize an update to the land evaluation portion of the county site assessment system. That's what we're approving that.
Well, you have discussion about the...
And then on E, if you go on to the next page, there'll be a formation of the LE committee. That's next.
Okay.
That's next step. Okay. Tom. Wait a minute. No, Jan. You spoke twice already, didn't you, Tom?
I didn't make a motion.
Oh, okay.
Well, I was going to try and help Tom out. What I have in my hand is the proposal for the new committee, right? How many, I don't, you know, I remember voting the previous one, but I don't remember the names. Some of them are the same as are on here. So does it make sense from what Tom said to add the names of people that have the expertise to this, or are there some others that were on that first committee that should also be added? And maybe that's what Tom is planning to do. Well, I would make a motion to do that, but I don't have names. I guess I would move to combine the two committees.
Yeah, we have a motion on the floor right now, Jan.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, it's the request to authorize this update. That's where we are right now.
So if we want to go in the other direction, should we
vote
that down and make an amendment to it?
Okay, Stan, you have your hand up.
The motion can't be made if we're on the floor. I'll defer to Tom.
Okay.
And
Patsy?
Yeah, he could do it.
I would urge people to vote this proposal down and that we move so it is one committee. And to keep in mind, there's a saving of money by doing it with one committee.
We're not. The motion is to just form, to authorize an update to the land evaluation portion. This is not to approve anyone or any committee. This is just to have an update of the LISA program. James.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to say that I will support the update of the LE portion. I think the justification has been made that we have problems with what we have currently, and we need to do this without making any specific statement about which committee and how many people are on it.
Thank you, James. Any other discussion on this motion for an update to the land evaluation portion of the Champaign County Land Evaluation Site Assessment System? All in favor of the update, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Good.
Motion carries. Now, the formation of the LE committee.
Mr. Chair.
Tom.
In terms of the LE committee, I believe that Mr. Hall is correct that there are certain people that statutorily would need to be on that committee because of the nature of their expertise. Am I correct, Mr. Hall? How many do you need?
Really, the only person that we absolutely need is Kevin Donahoe, who is the NRCS resource conservationist.
Okay. And we have the LISA committee right now.
We have a site assessment update committee right now.
Which we've already appointed, but it's never met. Am I correct?
Correct. Yes.
It's tomorrow. Seven members.
Actually, Susan Monte has the numbers.
Yeah, I'd like to just make a comment that it has a scope and a program already that the Site Assessment Committee members have agreed to, that's amenable to change, perhaps with their agreement to serve on a committee with an expanded scope, is my concern. Just wanted to mention that.
I guess I move that we amend the site assessment committee to add, instead of seven members, that we have at least one more member, but up to two more members, so that it can also perform the function of the LE.
Second.
Whoa. There was a lot of seconds there, but I saw James first, so we'll go with James on the second, and with discussion, Brendan.
Just a question for Tom. Do you have in mind keeping the committee at seven or going to nine? And with those additions?
I said that we could add one and up to two in case that there's a special other person that has the expertise. You could go nine, but you could go eight.
Yeah, John.
I think the person from the U of I Extension that I believe was Mr. Mosier mentioned earlier would also be advisable, but again, not as clear of a requirement as the NRCS conservationists.
And I'm presuming we're going to put a person on here that meets statutory requirements, so we have room for one or two people. And it's going to be the discretion of the chair to make the appointment, but they're going to, the chair will follow the statute. We presume that people obey the law until they run into me.
Certainly hope so. Any other discussion? James.
Yeah, I'd just like to point out for those who are trying to keep score, the last time we did this, there were five members that were on both committees. So this is not unprecedented. This is kind of how we did it the last time. And it was actually the site assessment committee that was larger and had more people on it. So I'm totally comfortable with this change.
Chris.
John, I'm having trouble understanding why this matters. I mean, two committees, the distinction between two committees that have essentially the same people on them, or one committee of the same people that takes up both issues, seems pretty subtle. Can you speak to me, how often are these committees going to, how many meetings do we expect are going to be required? I mean, are we hashing all these details out over a committee that's going to meet four times, or is this something that's going to take years?
$200
of planning time, but not $200 of committee time.
I don't know exactly how many meetings Susan Monty may have that number. And again, one committee could do it, but again, you appoint people on the site assessment, and there's at least two of those folks who may be happy to sit around through the discussion of the LE, but they have no expertise. They may even have better things to do, and the NRCS district conservationist is, I assume, a very busy person, and he may not sit around through the discussion of site assessment. He might only want to be there for the discussion of land resource.
I mean, with respect to, I'm sorry, I'll let you speak, Susan, while I still have the floor, but with respect to, you know, with due deference to the opinions of the board, I'd like to hear an explanation from the board for why it's unacceptable to do this as two separate committees, because I haven't, if there's not much overlap between what the two committees are doing, I think John makes a good point. Why make the people on the one committee sit through the work of the other? And I'll hear from you at this point, because it seems like we did it this way the last time.
Ralph and then Alan.
I'm sorry.
Chris.
Susan was going to speak.
John made a good point. I have nothing to say at this time. I think your question is more important.
Ralph. Okay. More or less an extension of what was just said over here. I'd like to hear arguments based on how the business to be done by these committees will be favored by having separate committees or having a single committee. In other words, other than economy.
Alan?
With all due respect to Mr. Hall's comments, the first one, as somebody else pointed out, I think it was Tom, have duplication of five people from both committees, so they sat, some sat on two committees. And quite frankly, the agenda dictates whether there's duplication of time and effort. Each agenda could be tailored to how you want to cover something, and yeah, I don't think there's anybody sitting around. I think that the agenda would dictate how you're going to handle the topic. So I don't see that being a problem. But the difference is, 200 hours are already being allocated to SA, and now we're going to add another 200 hours, which we've taken out of other issues, and that makes 400 hours. So hopefully we'd say somewhere in the vicinity of 100 hours with the combination of the, from planner standpoint, of time. I mean, if you look on page, as Andrew just pointed out to me, we stole it from, on page 30, we stole all these hours to get to LE. At the bottom of page 30, we should have some savings. Thank you.
Susan, did you want to?
We haven't detailed a proposal for the LE committee yet to be formed. I'm not certain that we would have a savings of hours.
Diane.
I see that we're talking about land evaluation and site assessment. A lot of times, pretty much those go hand in hand. I'm not saying that you don't have land sometimes by itself, but many times you will have a land and a building together. And if I was sitting on a committee, it would make sense that I would see the whole picture if I'm going to give some sort of an assessment to properties, whether they be land or building.
I do have a response, and you make a good point. The LE portion of the update is very specific to soil factors. The SA assessment update of that part has an overview purview of the output of the LE update. So there would be some overlap there. It would be taking that soils factors output. So it's not a separate outcome. Separate tracks that overlap at the end, kind of thing.
Lloyd?
Yeah. Aren't we trying to prove the ability of the people's own this committee to make the accessibility? Isn't that what we're trying to do?
I'm sorry. Clarify that, Lloyd. John, did you? I'm not sure.
Say that again, Lloyd.
We're trying to. I don't know how many hours he said, but my point is, they didn't put anybody on the committee that had the expertise to expedite the problem that was trying to be successful with. Now, I thought that's what we were trying to do. If Mr. Moulder brought the point up that the people you had on the committee now, that he didn't think they had the expertise to do it. Right? Well, what is so hard about voting somebody on the committee? Let them, and let's go home. What's all this about? The committee can pick somebody that has the expertise, I hope, to do it. If you let them do it. But we've discussed about, I don't know, who booed John and all this. Boy, I don't know.
James.
Everybody else?
I don't see any other hands.
I'd just like to point out that the district conservationist was willing to sit on both of them last time around, so I don't know why they wouldn't be comfortable doing that this time around.
Well, actually, it's just the motion is to expand. You're talking about the formation of an LE committee, and the motion is to expand the existing site assessment committee to 8 or 9 members to include land evaluation in their scope of site assessment so that they're combined.
John.
Mr. Quisenberry, I'm only trying to be helpful when I point this out. The person who sat on both committees last time was the resource conservationist. At this time, that is Bruce Stickers, and Bruce has proposed to be on the LE committee, and he's already on the SA committee. The person who was not on both committees last time was Ron. I'm right. Ron Lowry was on both. Apparently, it was Bill McNamara who wasn't on both.
There were 5 people on both last year, crossed over last time.
But the district conservationist is not by law, but it's not actually law, but is not required to be on the SA. But he is the one person that is required to be on LE.
Brendan?
Steckers is doing all those.
Wait, Steve.
Steve.
I called on Brendan. You'll be next.
I can't hear Al. I'm sorry.
I called on Brendan. I'll recognize you right after Brendan. I'm sorry. I didn't speak loud enough in the microphone. Brendan.
Seems like it's just six and one half dozen of another. I mean, either we're going to spend a little bit more staff time or some of the volunteers' time. Whatever. Let's just vote. I mean, this is something where we're nitpicking something that we shouldn't be nitpicking. Let's get on with it, please.
We have two more. Steve and then Stephanie. Steve?
I just wanted to say Bruce Steckers is doing all those lease assessments now. It's not Donahoe. And he probably would be on both of those, which...
And then Stephanie, and then roll call.
I just had a question. Would it be outside of the norm or inappropriate if we would make a requirement that at least one new member of this committee would have to have some type of professional ability to actually be able to evaluate the land? So is that outside of the ordinary to recommend that an appraiser that's familiar with farmland be appointed to serve on this committee?
I think the chair would ultimately have to appoint the additional two committees, and the chair would have to ensure that all the statutory requirements are fulfilled with the membership of the committee. And you would ultimately vote on the chair's recommendation, which hopefully would be done at the June board meeting.
Ralph. Ralph, microphone so everybody can hear, please. I'm sorry.
When this committee is appointed, are those appointments going to be endorsed or voted on by the board?
Yes. After the chair proposes it to the board, then the board will vote on that committee.
Fine. Okay. Roll call, please. Kat.
Yes. A restatement of the motion.
What's that?
Restatement of the motion.
Motion is to expand the existing site assessment committee to 8 or 9 members to include land evaluation in their scope of work.
Kat.
Alex.
Yes.
Ammons. Anderson.
Yes.
Denzel.
Yes.
Berkson.
Yes.
Betts.
Yes.
Carter.
Yes.
Coert.
Yes.
Esrey.
Yes.
Holderfield.
Yes.
James.
Yes.
Jay.
Yes.
Kurtz.
Yes.
Langenheim.
Yes.
McGinty.
Yes.
Michaels.
Yes.
Mosier.
Yes.
Nudo.
Yes.
O'Connor.
Yes.
Petrie.
Yes.
Quisenberry.
Yes.
Richards.
Yes.
Rosales.
Yes.
Staff.
Yes.
Is that it? I have unanimous.
Unanimous.
Motion carries. On the consent agenda. And that'll be appointed. Right. Okay. All right. Any other business? Monthly report for May.
I move that be received and placed in file.
Second. Mr. Rosales, did I get a swimmer? Who made the motion?
Betts.
And Langenheim. Sorry. Getting to it. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Nothing on the consent agenda. And I ask for a motion to adjourn. Oh, wait. Yes, sir.
What happened to our photo? What they cost us? I may have heard this bank says we paid them.
I'm not sure. We'll check on that.
You're going to check on it. Double check on it. Okay. All in favor of a join?
Aye.
We are adjourned.